If you're asking a question here in the study hall, please stand up and hold the mic close to your mouth. Speak loud and clear. Yeah, we begin.
And
the Lord appeared to him at the oaks of Mamre. And the Lord appeared to him at the oaks of Mamre. Rashi interprets, he gave him an advice about the circumcision. Therefore, he appeared to him partially. It is written in the Zohar, and the Lord appeared to him at the oaks of Mamre. He asks, why in the oaks of Mamre and not elsewhere? And he replies, it is because Mamre gave him an advice about his circumcision. When the Creator said to Abraham to circumcise himself, Abraham consulted with his friends and told Aner, told him, you are already more than 90 years old. You will afflict yourself. Mamre told him, remember the day when the Chaldeans threw you in the furnace and the hunger that the world experienced, as it is written, there was famine in the land, and Abraham went down to Egypt. And those kings that your men chased, and you struck them. The Creator saved you from all of them, and no one could harm you. Arise and do as your Lord commands.
The
Creator said to Mamre, you advised him about the circumcision. Therefore, I will appear to him only in your palace. There is a question. How can it be said that if the Creator told him to circumcise himself, he consulted the friends? Whether or not to listen to the Creator. Can such a thing be said? We should interpret this in the work. When the Creator told him to circumcise himself, he consulted with his friends, meaning with his body. Since the body is the one that has to perform the act. Therefore, he asked his body if he agreed, or did it think that he should not obey the Creator's commandment? This is because men's friends are in the body, meaning they are the desires which are together connected to the body. And he must ask them because they are the ones who have to keep the commandment that he received. Then when he knew their opinions, he could know what to do. We have to know that there are three souls in the body. As it is written in the Zohar Vayera, Rabbi Yehuda said, there are three forms of guidance in men. The guidance of intellect and wisdom is the power of the Holy Soul. The guidance of lust, which lusts for every wicked passion. And this is the power of lust. And the guidance that guides people and strengthens the body is called the soul of the body.
And
these three forms of guidance are called Abraham's friends. That is, he contains them. And Abraham went to ask their opinion. He wanted to know the view of each and every one of his friends.
Ba'aner amar lo, alo ata, kvar yoter mi 90
shana. Aner told him, You are more than 90 years old. You will afflict yourself. In Gematria, Aner is 320, implying 320 sparks that are present there, including Malchut, which is called the stony heart, which is the will to receive in order to receive, meaning self-love.
לכן אמר לו, הלו אתה כבר יותר מ-90 שנה.
This is why I told him, you are already more than 90 years old. You will afflict yourself. Since the stony heart, which is the lusting soul, told him, you have to always try to receive the light and pleasure and not afflict yourself. Therefore, he told him that he should not obey the Creator's commandment.
הוא אמר לו שלא כדאי לשמוע את ציווי השם. וממרא אמר לו, זכור את היום שהשליחו הכספים.
ממרא told him, remember the day when the Chaldeans threw you into the furnace. In other words, he told him, you see that the Creator is behaving with you above reason.
למעלה מהדעת.
Because it stands to reason that one who is cast into the furnace is burned. But your saving is above what seems reasonable. Therefore, you too cling on to his qualities and you too go above reason. That is, even though it seems reasonable that Aner is right, you should go above reason. Eshkol is the soul of the body and sustains the body. It comes from the word Eshkol, meaning I will consider. Meaning that he needs to consider with whom to unite, with a lusting soul, which is Aner, or with Mamre, which is the soul of intellect and wisdom. This is the power of the Holy Soul, as was written in the words of the Zohar. Mamre comes from the words, because he, Mimra, disobeyed Aner. And he told him to go above reason. This is the meaning of, and the Lord appeared to him at the oaks of Mamre. Precisely there the Creator appears. Precisely when one goes above reason, where there is no intellect, precisely there the Creator appears. And one is rewarded with the Daat, the knowledge of holiness. And this is why it is called Mamre, disobeying, which is regarded as above reason, namely the soul of the intellect and wisdom. Because precisely where one goes above reason, the intellect and wisdom appear. Therefore, it turns out that the meaning of what the Zohar says, that Abraham went to consult with his friends, refers to Abraham's own body. The body needs to keep the commandment, therefore he asked the body for its opinion in order to know what he must do.
אם הוא צריך ללכת בכפייה עמו,
meaning
שהם מסכימים,
if he should coerce it or agree to what the Creator had told him.
ומה שאומר,
and when it says that he consulted with his friends, it refers to the three souls that exist in his body, which are his friends who are always with him.
שהוא נמצא עמהם ביחד תמיד. במדרש רבה כתוב שם, וזה לשונו. אמר אבא,
it is written in Midrash Rabbah, Abraham said, before I was circumcised, passers-by would come to me. Now that I am circumcised, they do not come to me.
And
the Creator told him, before you were circumcised, uncircumcised people came to you. Now I and my entourage appear to you.
You
should understand this as he did not receive an answer to his question. He asked, why are passers-by not coming now?
And
what was the answer? No answer is written as to why they are not coming. Instead, he received a different kind of answer, that previously they were uncircumcised and now the Creator comes to him. This does not correspond to the question.
We should
interpret this in the work.
He
said that before he was circumcised, the order of his work was that passers-by would always come to him, meaning that he had thoughts of people who come and then people who go. This means that before he was... This means that before he was circumcised, he had room for work, for he had thoughts of transgression. Afterwards, he had room for those who come, meaning for repentance, and then he knew that he was truly working. But now it does not have room for passers-by, yet he longed for work. So the Creator told him, you should not regret this, for in the end, your work is on the work of people who are circumcised. That is, your work was not yet in pure bestowal because you were still not rewarded with removing the foreskin, which is called the will to receive. Now, however, you do not need to regret the work you had done. You had then, as in the end, it was the work of people, which is good work. But still, outside, for they were uncircumcised. But now that you are circumcised, there is equivalence of form, so I and my entourage may come, which was not so before.
Okay. Let's ask, explore, go a bit deeper into this short article. Please.
Mimre, when Abraham comes to him, tells him the Creator wants you to work above reason, and that's why he tells him, do what the Creator tells you. It seems like in the work above reason, there's a point where of understanding, of benefit, of something rational that convinces Abraham to do this work, nevertheless. How is it that above reason, there's still some reason?
Okay, maybe another question? Yes, please. Yes, Owen.
כתוב פה על שלוש הבחנות פנימיות.
It's written about three inner discernments. Aner on the one side, Amamri on the other side, and in the middle, Eshkol. Has to consider who he should connect with. The lasting soul, Aner, or Mamre, the soul of intellect and wisdom. Had to strengthen this center discernment. Middle one who helps you figure out who to go with and help you go with Bamre and not with Aner.
That's already an outcome. How we strengthen that. Yes. All right. We'll clarify that. Yes.
אז אברהם בעצם שומע את השלוש קולות.
Abraham hears these three voices inside of him, and he examines them, and eventually he chooses Mamre, the voice of Mamre, his advice to go above reason.
אברהם הוא בעצם יש לו איזה מין יכולת כזאת שהוא.
So Abraham has this capacity to examine all the states. And from that he decides that he is going against the body, by reason.
Why? How does he choose? By what?
He wrote that there was something in the, with the Chaldeans where he was thrown into the furnace, and they told him, just like the Creator saved you there in that dark place, do like that. What is this place? Who is this voice that speaks to him? It sounds like a very exalted place. It's not in order to bestow, it's before the choice.
Yes. It's a new place of choice. Yes, Michael.
What does it mean to choose? It's a scrutiny he does over the three states, the three parts you have in the vessel.
He
simply scrutinizes the measure of going above reason. It's not like he's choosing out of the three. The three exist in him.
Yes.
Well,
what do we do after the scrutiny? What's the act after the scrutiny?
That you're working with what you've chosen.
What, in order to receive, he continues to the scrutiny and also above reason. All three things the person continues to do.
No, you attract them to what you chose.
How do you attract them?
That we'll talk later. Yes, Dudi.
Also add questions. I didn't understand the question from the Creator. If the Creator commanded him, well, what does it mean that he goes to consult with his friends?
Well, that refers to the friends in his own body. He's only examining. To what extent can he adhere to what the Creator commanded, and can he fulfill it?
Consulting with the friends, is that a necessary process?
Necessary.
Another question. What makes a person choose the advice of one friend over the other?
That depends what he's working on. Meaning, the extent to which he is in contact with the Creator's commandments.
What kind of choice does a person have truly? Choose the counsel of this or of that? Or, as Michael asked, it's a scrutiny where he has to go through all the friends, listen to everyone, and there's no choice. You simply have to go through an inner process.
Okay. I hear.
Yes.
He
says that you should know that there are three souls in the body.
Mamre. Aner ויש לנו אשכול.
Aner and אשכול.
יש אברהם.
אז suddenly there's Abraham.
הרביעי או איפה הוא?
Is he like the fourth one? Where is he in this process? In this system he's describing, it's interesting.
נצטרך לקרוא שוב.
Yeah, we'll have to read again.
בוא נשמע.
Every time you say, read the article twice, three times, five times at home, and I want to ask you, when I read this article, what am I supposed to connect to? Many things are unclear to me here. It's being said, but it's not clear. And he writes that when you read the article, it has to be above reason, no intellect goes with the reason, and only then the intellect and wisdom appear. So what do we need to think when we read such an article that is so unclear? We are clarifying it here, but really what is the above reason we read about here?
We read even 1,000 times. Until it becomes clearer and clearer until we understand what's written there.
Yes, but again, you always tell us connect to emotionally. Not in, am I supposed to better understand it intellectually each time, or what? How do we do it? What work?
The work has to be in the feeling until you reveal in the feeling what it's talking about.
Okay, so the emotion is supposed to appear after you read so many times?
Yes, sir, you have many participants.
So one influences the other, you say? Mm-hmm. Difficult if you could say something about this.
I can tell you that such articles like this you need to read many times, and each time see what awakens in you more and how to look from within these awakenings. When you detect them, what is your general state? And then you will see how the Creator is working with you, advancing you.
Thank you very much. I hope I'll be able to ask that. Abraham receives a commandment from the Creator and he goes and asks and consults the aspects of his body. In another state, he receives an instruction from the Creator and he says, "How will I know that I'll inherit it?" Moses also has questions about the instructions of the Creator. He doesn't know how to do it. Then he says, "You sent me to Pharaoh and he only did bad to this nation." And so we see that in states of very great adhesion, still a person has questions and even complaints to the Creator, and the Creator relates to it and answers, and the person does advance. So my question is, how to turn to the Creator correctly, not by way of complaints in order to receive, but in a way that advances you in the work?
It depends on your intention. What do you wish to come to? I want to reach a greater degree of adhesion compared to where I'm at right now. And that's why I'm asking. Yeah, that's the main thing for me right now. How to reach greater condition. And then I'm asking, and that's why my questions, my scrutinies, they're okay. And the Creator answers me.
So before I even ask the Creator, what do I have to check within myself?
You
need to check with what are you going to the Creator. Very simple.
What do you mean with what?
With which question?
Yes, with what question I need to get to the Creator before I turn to Him.
Yes. So scrutinize.
Okay, but what should be the intention before I turn to the Creator?
Scrutinize with which question, which quality, with which action you wish to turn to Him.
Is there a way to identify whether the intention of turning to the Creator is to achieve greater adhesion or to complain? Or maybe it's just the evil inclination looking for excuses to run away from the work. Can you identify that before you turn to the Creator?
Yes.
How?
Yes, there's a way to scrutinize it, because it's in you. That's why you ask. How can you truly advance with this question or some other action? We need to try and depict it.
Everything actually happens within the person. He feels everything there, the commandments of the Creator. What's the connection between the friends within man's body, his inner friends, and my friends in the ten? Is there a connection?
There has to be.
And what is it?
It's possible you don't. You can detect the connection between them. Maybe you're in doing your own scrutiny with your own internal soldiers, your internal friends, but in order to scrutinize things with them, you have to be connected with the friends in the ten. And then it becomes transgression.
The friends in the ten, they are those who direct me to work correctly with my inner friends?
So you have to see that. At least we have to see. It's not that they're more internal. But they influence you.
So again, it's two things. There's friends in the ten, there's friends within me. Two things, or is it the same thing?
No.
How many friends in me? According to what's written here, he says three friends. Besides that, I also have friends in the ten. I'm talking about them. Those sitting here.
Well, there are nine.
Yes. What's the connection between these friends and those friends?
The three friends that are in you are your inner friends. Your inner qualities with which you need to connect, consult, see what's going on, and you are concerned about being connected to them all the time. And the external friends are those with whom you're doing any external action that you're capable of doing.
And how do the external actions I do with the external friends influence the inner friends and the consultation or work with them?
They influence. Of course they influence. You scrutinize one with the help of the other.
Another question, if possible, the argument of Mamre that the Creator saved Abraham from the furnace, which is above reason, and therefore Abraham now needs to go above reason as well. Why is that actually above reason? It turns out that I need to behave a certain way because that's how the Creator responds with me, and so I have an example and I need to continue.
Abraham couldn't save himself in the furnace if not through an action of going above reason.
So it shows you that you were working with above reason. So do the next section above reason, but it sounds like it's already within reason. What is above reason here? If I'm given the argument and the example of the furnace from the past, and so what is above reason about it here?
Well, you have to answer that. We'll go over it again.
He writes, after you are circumcised, there's already equivalence of form, so I and my entourage may come, which was not so before. This entourage, it's the second time that we run into it, also written in none else besides him. That a person sees that there are things in the world that deny the higher household or the entourage. What is that entourage?
Entourage is a circle that's close to a person. His friends in the ten, typically. That's an entourage.
Thank you, Rav. In the beginning of the article, he asks, why did he even go to ask his friends? The Creator said he should do it. And then later in the article, he says that he has to clarify whether he has to go by coercion with him, or they agree to what the Creator said. And that's the reason he went to consult. So first, it's clear that they'll never agree. They are three different forces. They cannot agree. One is lust, so one is above reason. Another one helps make a decision, so that they can't agree. The question is, what does it mean to go by coercion here? If the Creator gives an instruction or a direction to the created being, what is this scrutiny? What does it mean, these two options, the option of going by coercion?
Scrutinize what exists in those 3 points and try to connect them.
And what does it mean to go by coercion? Means to advance by a person holding them together. And that means to advance by going above reason?
Yeah. What is it?
Yes, you can say that. Mali?
Closer to us is the work in the ten. We talk about connection, finding the Creator between us. There are those uncircumcised who come to work. He used to rejoice in this work, and now he regrets that he is no longer has this work. What does it mean in the ten? The covenant is to cut off the foreskin, meaning we don't use certain things inside the ten. When we let the upper entourage and the Creator to be revealed in the ten, is there a process in the ten where we come to the decision that there are desires that we truly remove in the work between us? We don't touch them.
Yes.
Ken, Vema.
Yes, and what?
שבאנו עם הרצונות האלה לתוך העבודה בעשירייה.
It's as if before we also had this work. We came with these desires into the tent or the resistance, all kinds of other desires.
Yes.
And we discovered that there is work above reason. That we've done some of it to throw into the furnaces because you did some work. You didn't get just tossed into the furnace for nothing.
Yes.
You don't want to come to the lesson. They changed the clock. All kind of nonsense. There were the body objects and you go above them to be together with the friends.
So
this method that Ner tells to a person, the Creator loves the method of above reason. That's how I wish to be revealed. So
yes.
How does it bring a person and the ten to cut off such some desires that they would not return? That it's clear to us that we're not using those desires any longer. Is there such a decisive moment a person has to come to?
Yes, we weigh, and with what we can join above reason, with that we go forward.
ורבש בכל המאמרים שהוא נתן לנו איך להתחבר בעשירייה.
In Rabash, in the articles where he tells us how to connect in the ten, they also have such points where he advises us how to do it.
To give you practical consultation, he can't tell you that. Everyone might have his own depiction of it, but what you more or less have to do, yes, that follows what man's inner feeling.
Thank you.
Yes. Listen to the reason of women.
Yeah. How to identify these qualities in me, these friends?
That's a completely different kind of work. That's work that had to be there before. We always want to be connected to the friends internally, so that each one feels that it lives in him.
What was Abraham's job before and after the circumcision?
What did he work? Before circumcision, he did all kinds of actions of adhesion with the Creator, and also afterwards. However, the circumcision is a one-time action by which he comes to adhesion.
Woman Moscow 5. What does it mean?
Yes, Mushi.
I didn't understand the scrutiny of what are the three friends, the three forces. The first is intellect and wisdom, then lust, and then the soul of the body. What is each one of them? What is intellect and wisdom?
One has to scrutinize with these three discernments in him how, along with them, he devotes himself to the Creator. Because what's happening now in this status of circumcision, he's going above reason and identifying with the Creator, with all that the Creator performs. That's it. That's the point of Abraham.
Yeah, the goal is clear, the reason for consulting, but practically, what does it mean that I come to the powers of the intellect and wisdom, and then the power of lust? And then the last one is definitely not clear, the soul of the body.
Ken.
How can you interpret that you can work with such forces, or you only work with them after the machsam, the barrier, but now you can't really detect them?
Certainly, our work is mostly after the barrier.
So this interpretation won't help.
I don't even know how to interpret things that are still not clear to us. Let's leave it and leave it alone. Yes.
Many years, a person yearns for the revelation of the Creator. Then comes a time, the Creator tells him, go circumcise yourself. What does he want? What is the Creator asking him to do? What is this action?
To get rid of the three impure shells.
How can a person do it?
He scrutinizes that. Ruach Sa'ara, the terrible wind, Anan Gadol, the big cloud, and fiery flame.
Is it within a man's power to do it?
It's in man's power to ask for it, to ask.
So in order to ask, what do we have to do? To understand all these scrutinies? To get into them? What to ask exactly?
To ask for cutting off the connection he has with these three desires.
Ken.
תודה רבה רב. רב, אתה אתמול אמרת לנו כמה שרבש מאוד.
Yesterday you told us how Rabash was very definitive and insistent. He wouldn't let anyone leave his tent and his friends. Is the tent the reason of the upper one?
That's how we should look at it. Yes.
Because I truly feel it through this article, that the tent is, you have those inner conflicts, but eventually in the ten we have this, but eventually the agreement, the Creator comes to Abraham and says, agree with me, and once you agree with me, you'll have the work is not going to be difficult.
Yes.
And I feel like every decision in the ten is seemingly the agreement of the upper one. And how do I say it? Two directions. Our connection with the friends, with the Creator, is through the friends to receive and to bestow to him. It's all through the ten.
Yes, of course. It's good that you get to know that. Okay. Czech Slovak 4.
Thank you, Raf. What kind of the act is this, circumcision of the heart?
Circumcision is the action that cuts off our connection to the Creator. Meaning there is something here that cuts off that connection.
The Turkey too.
How can the body distance himself from the intention to receive the klipa, because he himself is the will to receive. So how can he remove himself from the intention to receive?
Certainly the body cannot do it on its own, but it knows that if it asks this from the Creator, it'll get support. So the decision has to be in the mind, but in practice, certainly the Creator does it.
Al-Matavan.
Алмата 1.
Спасибо, учитель. Раф, а обрезание — это одноразовое действие, то есть раз навсегда, или это
постоянно?
The circumcision is a single time action, and then it doesn't need to be repeated.
Человек решил раз и навсегда. Ну понятно, что творец, но как это может, как это возможно сделать?
Ведь каждый makes a person choose once and for all.
When a person identifies that there is an evil inclination in him, and he must cut off that connection between him and that evil inclination, that's the sign of the circumcision.
When Abraham approached them to consult with them, there are these three friends among them. Who is asking the question? Who is me who's asking these questions to the friends?
The person. The point in the heart of a person. Mark 4.
Я надеюсь, вопрос по теме. Когда есть ощущение, что Творец ведет себя выше знания с обратной стороны,
this feeling that the Creator behaves above reason. On the other side, it gives blows to the will to receive. What does this feeling say? What's its meaning?
Когда есть ощущение, что Творец ведет
себя that the Creator acts above reason on the opposite side.
What does that mean from the other side?
The connection with the Creator is in this bad feeling. It's felt as being above reason. That feeling, what's its significance? What does it mean?
Ты должен приклеиваться к тому, что исходит от Творца.
You need to adhere to what comes from the Creator in your heart.
Принимаем, что он приходит от Творца.
Well, I accept that it comes from the Creator.
Значит, надо работать дальше.
But the feeling doesn't go away.
So we need to continue to work.
Тов.
Buongiorno Rabbi. Cosa significa in decina fare spazio per il pentimento?
Morning Rav. What does it mean to make a place in the ten for repentance?
To make room in the ten for repentance is that each of the friend is willing to receive, to accept his whole group in his heart with love. Connection. So they will come and he will embrace them together and bind them together to one connection. Okay. H10.
כן, רב. יש עבודה של האדם.
Yeah, Rav. Is there work of a person before he is circumcised and then after he's circumcised? There are passers-by and those who are seated there, and then there's the ones, the entourage, who come to meet him. So, what's the difference between the work of one who is circumcised and one who is uncircumcised? What's the style of work?
The kind of work is that he doesn't have the desire to receive after he's circumcised.
What's with the ascends and descends after he's circumcised?
In his vessels, he doesn't anymore have desires to receive.
So what does he have?
The first nine.
So it's just ascents in adhesion? There are no ascends and descents during the time of the preparation?
Yes, there are none.
Salt Lake City.
Thank you. In a work in a ten, what are these places when the Creator is revealed, when He was revealing to Abraham before circumcision and after? How can we bring that place to Creator that He would talk to the friends?
Truly turn to the Creator and ask closeness for everyone, nearing for everyone, and to subjugate himself before this action, so that the Creator will do it. Because a person is not capable. But it's possible. What are we doing next, Dudi?
We're going to go to the next.
אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam.
לספר הזוהר אנחנו ממשיכים.
And we'll be reading from the article, the introduction to the book of Zohar, item 47.
וכאמור,
item 47. In Parzuf Nefesh, which one attains through engaging in Torah and mitzvot without the intention, there is already a point from the light of Ruach clothed in there. And when one strengthens and observes Torah and mitzvot with a desired aim, it purifies the vegetative part of his will to receive in him. And to that extent, builds the dot of Ruach into a Partsuf. And by performing the 248 mitzvot to do with intention, the dot expands through its 248 spiritual organs. And by observing the 365 mitzvot not to do, the dot expands through its 365 tendons. When it is completed with all 613 organs, it rises and clothes the Sfira of Tiferet in the spiritual world of Asiyah, which extends to him a greater light from Ein Sof, called the light of Ruach, which corresponds to the purification of the vegetative part in man's body. And all the items of the still, vegetative and animate in the world of Asiyah, related to the level of Tiferet, aid one's partsuf of Ruach to receive the lights from the Sfira Tiferet in all its entirety, as was explained above concerning the lights of Nefesh, the light of Nefesh. Because of this, it is called vegetative of Kedusha. The nature of its light is like the corporeal vegetative. There are distinct differences in motion in each of its elements. Likewise, the spiritual light of vegetative already has enough strength to shine in unique ways for each and every organ of the 613 organs in Partsuf Ruach. Each of them manifests the power of action related to that organ. Also, with the emergence of Partsuf Ruach, the dot of the degree above it emerged from it, a dot of the light of Neshama, which dresses in its internality.
Toda Rav.
Thank you, Rav. When we read the Sfirot and Pratsufim in terms of new students, we don't know how to approach these things. How is it correct to read them, and with what intention?
Simple. Hear how a person that learns what he needs to know. How it's opened up before him. Of course, you don't know about the upper worlds. You're not connected with them. You don't feel them. But nevertheless, schematically, you need to know. Five worlds, five sefirot in each world, etc. And that's enough. If you see it this way schematically, that people who are capable of being in corrections already rise in the degrees of correction and reveal the Creator from higher and higher degrees that are closer to Him. Thanks.
Ken.
On the last few items, he depicts the person's advancement in spirituality. He starts from still of Kedusha, holy still, where we need to perform actions with no intention, just physically, and gradually we go to bringing contentment. Where is the entrance to spirituality? In the still, in the vegetative, or maybe even in continuation?
He starts from a point, from the point. What did we read earlier?
We earlier read development in vegetative, but before that we learned about the domem, the holy still, where a person did not need to aim in order to bestow, but the actions themselves progressed him to spirituality.
Well, but he starts in item 47, that the partsuf nefesh is one attains through engaging in Torah and mitzvot without the intention. There's already a point from the light of Ruach clothed in there.
Yes, that is clear. It's unclear to me where is the point of the entrance to spirituality already, where we are beyond the barrier, what we call a barrier, in the light of Nefesh or already in the light of Ruach.
In the light of Ruach.
Yes.
I have a question. When we read such a thing, does it show us work in the tens? So I want to ask you a question about this, whether it's work in the tens.
Let's say yes.
He says that the mitzvot that you do with no intention, by observing the 248 mitzvot to do with intention, the dot expands, and by observing the 365 mitzvot not to do, the dot expands through its tendons. So the question is, what is to do and not to do according to this excerpt? What is permissible to do in the ten, and what is impermissible to do in the ten?
See what's written in these mitzvot.
It is written that the 248 mitzvot to do with intention. What are these mitzvot to do with intention? What are the mitzvot with intention? Maybe through that we can understand what's written here.
With intentions means that you're doing a certain action, that you're not just performing it just like that, like you were taught, but rather you're doing it with intention, that you want by this to attain the next degree.
Can you give an example so we can understand what's being discussed in the 10? What is this mitzvah where they say do it with an intention? What can we do with an intention in the 10? One of the examples, what can we do that we need to do?
I don't know what to tell you. What's before you?
Friends, 10.
No. To do.
Yeah, what should we do in a positive manner? To do means positive. So what can we do in the 10, which is positive, in the lesson toward the friends?
Connection?
Only connection. What is the act of connection that you do in the 10?
When you connect with them in corporeality, the fact that you're together in the lesson, and now you want to reach a certain spiritual ascent, that is, what's before you, to rise from the degree of nefesh that you're in to the degree of ruach.
And what is forbidden for me to do in the 10?
We're not allowed to do, just like in every place.
Look at what he says. He says that through the observance of the 365 mitzvot not to do, the dot expands through its tendons. So if I do something bad in the ten, it's as if you do something bad. It's some bad.
Yes, of course.
Bad spreads. So can you think of this example? What harm could I cause in the ten, in the middle of a lesson, which is considered damage?
To tear the connection.
What does that mean, to tear the connection during the lesson, for instance?
That you now are taking the 10 out of the ability to rise in the connection between them in a higher manner.
So how can I prevent that? Is it seen to the scornful or disturbing?
As usual.
I interfere with them. I'm just sitting quietly. What do I do that I interfere with someone? What should a person understand in that, that he, with his behavior, is disturbing the friends?
That he comes out of his intentions, of his feelings, in the middle of the lesson, from the general inclination of his group.
So the friends don't feel that. It's something internal that each one feels.
Could be.
And then we need to return ourselves to the correct intention.
Yes.
Tov.
Okay. Yes, Oren.
It is written here that in each degree there is a point from a higher degree. How can a person detect that point?
After he did everything on the degree he's in, he feels what belongs to the higher degree.
Then
he feels.
He feels it as a point.
Yes.
And then he needs to increase it.
He needs to connect to it.
What does it mean to increase it?
Let's say to grow it.
Yes, sorry.
How does he crown this point upon himself?
He starts working on its desire of that point, which from the light of Ruach, from the degree of the light of Ruach, and he is ready to erase what it demands, to do what it demands in every way. He's willing to do anything.
Yes.
When a person works with the light of nefesh, it's like it wasn't difficult for him to engage in Torah and mitzvot because it was not intentionally. He kind of had it in order to receive somewhat there, some knowledge and mindfulness in it. Now when some light of ruach came, it becomes difficult. And the person needs to strengthen, meaning he doesn't have the forces to engage in Torah and mitzvot like before.
No.
Yes, well.
Because now he needs to work with the desirable intention. Beforehand, he didn't have to work with intention. Now with intention, we need to strengthen. That is, we need to engage in some kind of overcoming to work in this. Where do we take the forces to strengthen and continue to engage in Torah?
From above. We receive them from above.
Also, in the previous article, it turns out that all our work is in above reason. Every advancement, every movement, even the smallest of them, is only above reason. There's no movement in our mind or understandings. How do we choose above reason all the time?
In intellect and understanding and everything that I have, I go above it.
What can I rely upon when I go above reason?
Only with the help of the Creator.
In Shamati, there is, I think, Shamati 43, I thank you for the grace that you've done with me, and from this I take the forces to be certain about the grace that your future to, in the future, about to do with me. So is this kind of the recognition a person has to be with the past and the gratitude that he has, that he's here, and he was shown the point in the heart, and he was put in such an environment, and from that to take the forces for the future?
Yes.
Thank you. Maybe to continue that, the desirable intention is the desirable result?
The desirable intention, let's say yes.
Because it's like, when we come to the lesson, we incorporate in the lesson, in the articles, the questions of the friends. What's the desirable result from this? Meaning the desirable result should be revealed in the ten in some way, eventually?
Gradually, yes.
How, in what way?
Not in the first degree or in the first lesson or how you put it. It takes time. Until there is incorporation between people.
That's clear, but we come here every day. I can come in a way where I sit here, hear the questions, and kind of somewhere I'm with myself, or I can come and demand a certain desirable result towards the ten. So what is the desirable result eventually that I need to see in the ten? What? More connection, or seeing the friends more connected.
You need to see them more connected, more related to the degree that you wish to reach.
Thank you. They're not asking, so I'll ask. Tell me, is there a chance that we'll understand what's written? I didn't understand anything. It's like Chinese, but really. How do I take these things? I hear, I read, we read. What am I supposed to understand from this whole story here? What do we need to do in this lesson?
That light comes from above, and it gives to the vessels an ability to feel, and to absorb more than what they had earlier.
What do you mean? When you say such a sentence, it's an explosive sentence. It's great, but what does it mean? It's like I'm sitting here and I'm saying to you, look, I'm reading, I'm sitting at other people, so they're looking. I'm not sure where each is, but altogether, they don't understand what's happening here and there. You understand from the studies, but what really are we supposed to think when you read such a thing? It's hard, to connect maximally to the reforming light. Maximum. What for that? What do I need to do?
We need to yearn to reach a state where we can do something for the Creator's benefit.
What is that something for the Creator? When you say it's like a riddle for me. What is that something?
I don't know. I still don't know.
What do I need to feel in order to reach him?
It's written here in the book what I need to do, in what I can bring contentment to the Creator.
Exactly. How do I bring him contentment? By sitting here in the lesson with my tent?
That too.
Okay, but then, okay, wonderful. I sat here, we all sit here, an hour here, one there, more or less. Everyone falling asleep on their chair. What do I do here maximally to advance and give a push? What do I need to do, really, internally, externally? What do you recommend? What did you do? Maybe it'll help us understand what we need to do.
You didn't do anything other than as much as I understood that is written in the book.
All right, okay, so you understood. So what did you do once you understood? What did Rav Lightman do? Well, in our age. But I'm trying to understand. What did you do more than what we did? What are we missing? More of what you did.
Just wanting to understand what is demanded of us.
I understand what the Creator wants of us, but how do I do it? I know, He wants us to bring Him contentment, He wants us to nullify once and He wants and wants.
That you will be ready to receive something from His desire toward you and to observe it.
What's the observance here?
I don't know. First reach a state that you want to feel. What does he want from me?
But altogether, I know from the what's written, to nullify before the friend, to bestow, not to be in response. I know,
well.
But let's say, what can be common in the ten, that we will do some kind of common work in the ten, which if we do this in the ten, that we will do the maximum for the ten towards, let's say, contentment to the Creator.
Do that in a circle between you.
How?
Do that in a circle between you.
What does that mean?
In a circle.
Yes, what do we need to do in this circle?
Meaning everyone, the whole group, the whole ten, needs to try to connect and to make a connection and to be as one body toward the Creator, and that they will want Him to bestow to them what He wants, that He will see them in a certain state that is more correct, that they will come closer to Him.
How do we come close? This is the thing that we always ask. This is what I'm asking. How do I come closer to the ten more than what we've done so far?
Today you want to be connected to the Creator together more than yesterday. If yesterday you were connected between yourselves in this single, in 1 kilogram of force, so today in 2 kilograms of strength.
What does it depend on to add that 1 kilo?
In your desire.
Only in our desire?
Yes, that you will yearn for the Creator to connect you in such a way.
I understood. Okay, we'll try.
Simpler, the better and more correct. It'll turn out.
About what Tzvika just asked, what did you do more? And you said, I didn't do anything. That was the first answer. The thing is that when we enter into that feeling of I want, and then in the end, such a desire to receive and such a belly filled from wanting, and I never knew how to bridge that feeling. Feeling of this big desire, and in the end, it's all just for the desire to receive because it's so filled with that wanting. So how can you bridge this desire?
No. You need to depict yourself in the desire to bestow with all the friends that you embrace and are standing before the Creator, and you want to be connected so much that the Creator will see you as one body with no differences among yourselves. And that body, to that body, he will send whatever needs to fill them.
Because by default, from wanting so much, at least that's how I feel, to such height and such, it brings me so much up and then I crash so much below. That's what happens usually.
I don't see where we are in height. No. What height? We are below and we want the Creator to pay attention to us and to show our desire to be serving him, and then we will connect in whatever way possible, and we will observe whatever he wants from us.
Thank you.
Yes.
How is the ascent above reason causing salvation for a person from himself?
Ascent means that he improves in his qualities, in the intentions to bestow that he has. That is called ascent.
And what gives him the ability?
That he wants to bestow to the Creator. He asks for forces, desires, intentions, thoughts, and with all that, he comes out with all that to the friends, connects with them as much as they want. And then with those forces, he rises to the Creator.
Can I ask another question? In the work in the 10, what is this incorporation to reach a state that there's no difference between me and the friend?
There's no difference between you and the friend. I cannot say. What does it mean that there is no difference? There is a difference, that you are two and not one.
I'm talking about the lack, meaning to clothe on the lack of the friend, to be in his vessels. It connects actually above reason. But what is to acquire a lack of a friend, this incorporation?
The deficiency of the friend is that I also want to reach what he wants to reach. And that deficiency, I want to acquire it. Certainly, I will never acquire his desire. But my desire, my deficiency, that it can resemble the friend's deficiency.
Can we say that in that state a person breaches the boundary of his nature? He breaches out of his boundaries?
Why?
Because he's no longer in his vessels.
Why is he no longer in his vessels?
If I acquired the lack of a friend and clothed in it, it becomes one lack.
No, you receive that in your deficiency. In your deficiency. There are all kinds of integrations and all kinds of things, but the deficiency remains your own deficiency. Okay. He understands. Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот вы несколько раз сегодня сказали о том, что мы становимся как одно тело.
You said today a few times about the matter of when we become as one body with the friends in the tent, when we learn before the Creator. How does that work? In a single moment that we need to condition ourselves in a thought, or how does it work, Rav? That's the Creator who does it to you from above.
Technically, how do we, from our side, help in the best way?
To be ready for that in which we all connect in His desire, in one goal.
And we try to do this each time in measures and the lessons, each time, but something's not succeeding. Meaning, nevertheless, each of us wants something of his own. We don't want enough, or...
No,
gradually it does work out. But it still has not reached such a degree that we will feel it in our sensation.
Желания были похожи между нами.
So now we have to put an emphasis on the desires being similar between us? Or will they be more focused upon the Creator? Where do we have to put an emphasis in order to hasten the process?
That your desires will resemble one another, yes.
We build the prayer every day and we try to build this common intention, this common lack. So is it more correct to focus on one thing or to simply connect different desires of the friends?
One thing. What is important for us today?